Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, August 7th, 2023, through Friday, August 11th, 2023. Monday, August 7th, 2023. Former bank VP pleads guilty to embezzling $550,000. Angela Flippin pleaded guilty to embezzling at least $550,000 from the People's Bank of Manitowoc County. The government believes she embezzled $645,638 and will present evidence for that amount at the sentencing hearing. Flippin was the vice president and chief operating officer at the People's Bank of Manitowoc County, which has locations in Jamestown and California, Missouri. She was also the board secretary for many years and held the position when she was terminated. In January 2017, the Missouri Division of Finance discovered improper transactions involving Flippin. From 2010 through 2017, three areas of improper activity were identified: improper disbursements, improper expense reimbursements, and improper insurance premiums. Through their analysis, auditors determined Flippin received more than $550,000 in improper comp time disbursements and more than $8,000 in improper expense reimbursements. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, August 8, 2023. Former president of Beauty Career Training School sentenced to federal prison. Janola Massaquai, the former president of Jane Elizabeth Education Group, JEEG, was sentenced for making false statements to a federal agency in connection with the application for a CARES Act loan. Massaquai was sentenced to 12 months and one day in prison and ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $250,000. Additionally, Massaquai will serve 3 years of supervised release following her release from prison. In 2020, Massaquai applied to the Small Business Administration for an Economic Injury Disaster Loan, EIDL, for JEEG, seeking approximately $500,000 in EIDL program funds. At the same time, Massaquai applied for a Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, loan, seeking $178,750. Unbeknownst to the SBA, Massaquai intended to make a large advance directly to herself and did not intend to use the EIDL funds solely as working capital for JEEG. After obtaining the loan benefits, Massaquai transferred funds from Company One's bank account to other bank accounts she personally controlled and used the funds for a variety of personal expenses, including the down payment on the purchase of a personal residence and mortgage payments, among other unauthorized payment distributions. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. Orange County businessman pleads guilty to tax evasion for failing to report nearly $9 million of his company's income. Craig Stephen Voyton, the owner of Smartgrass LLC, pleaded guilty to a federal criminal charge for failing to report nearly $9 million in income his business earned and for attempting to evade the payment of more than $946,000 in federal income taxes. According to his plea agreement, from 2016 to 2020, Smartgrass generated more than $1.5 million in gross income per year from its business operations, and not wanting to pay taxes on that income, Voyton attempted to conceal that income from the IRS. To evade payment of taxes, Voyton made more than $63,000 in transfers to the Coinbase cryptocurrency exchange from a Smartgrass bank account. Voyton used more than $500,000 in company funds to make real estate purchases in Nevada and Mexico. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, August 10th, 2023. Former security engineer arrested for defrauding decentralized cryptocurrency exchange. Shaqid Ahmed was charged by federal indictment with wire fraud and money laundering in connection with his attack on a decentralized cryptocurrency exchange. As alleged in the indictment, Shakib Ahmed, who was a senior security engineer at an international technology company, used his expertise to defraud the exchange and its users and steal approximately $9 million in cryptocurrency. Ahmed is alleged to have laundered the stolen funds through a series of complex transfers on the blockchain where he swapped cryptocurrencies, hopped across different crypto blockchains, and used overseas crypto exchanges. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, August 11, 2023. Pharmaceutical president and company sentenced in counterfeit drug trafficking conspiracy. Adam P. Runsdorf pleaded guilty to conspiracy, trafficking in counterfeit drugs, and money laundering conspiracy, and was sentenced to 72 months in federal prison. According to the indictment, from April 2014 until August 2021, Runsdorf, the owner and president of Woodfield Pharmaceutical LLC, based in Boca Raton, Florida, conspired with drug traffickers in Houston, Texas, to distribute misbranded and counterfeit cough syrup. Runsdorf's company pleaded guilty to the same charges and was ordered to forfeit $1 million and fined $50,000. According to information presented in court, Brian A. Marshall, 43, of Houston, utilized Woodfield Pharmaceuticals manufacturing facility and employees in Houston to produce more than 500,000 pints of counterfeit cough syrup. Marshall's drug trafficking organization sold the counterfeit drugs across Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Wisconsin, California, Florida, Arkansas, and Ohio. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Attorney's Office, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.